This is a bad time. Yes, now it's kind of hard. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
It's the third time the charm.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bank of Cardiff, how may I help you? I was trying to call someone back, and I think our line got crossed. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Cindy from Travel Leaders. I had got your information and everything, and I was just wondering, what kind of loans are they?
How did you get our information?
I was mailed actually three different things.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I can look up if you have a mail code. I can look it up to see what kind of reservation number.
It's 2511-3901-0001-1783.
Okay. My name's Ruben, by the way. My last name's Goldstein.
Hi, Ruben.
And you said, hi, nice to meet you. Your name was Cindy, right?
I'm Cindy Harris, yes.
Okay.
Are you guys in San Diego?
We are. And Cindy, are you the owner of the business?
I am the owner.
Great. And Cindy, just in case we get disconnected, what's your best number to reach?
803-358-2220.
And what kind of business is this?
Travel agency.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
16 years.
All right. And your question was, you know, what type of loans did we provide, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So basically, we offer all different types of business loans. We offer equipment loans. We offer working capital loans. We offer lines of credit. Really just depends on what you're looking for and the best program you qualify for. What are you looking for right now? What are your goals?
Well, upfront and honest, I have been getting loans and stuff. I had a broker who gets these, you know, daily loans and stuff. And this last week when he got me this one, it was not exactly what he told me he was getting. I need getting two smaller ones. I wanted one big one to capture these other ones and just, you know, do one payment. And I was not happy. And then he came back and then they took out of my checking account another $2,500, which the companies have already paid them. Oh, no, you know. And I called the companies I went through, and they said, yeah. So I was kind of getting screwed, you know. And I just wanted to – I have daily things, and I wanted just to combine them, the two of them together, and then have a little bit extra one, and then just combine it and just have only two payments, you know. And – but – it didn't work that way, and I was not happy, and it was just not very happy.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of different ways we could help you out. Give me one second here. Okay. So, you sounds like you have a lot of these like daily loans, and you're looking for something that's a little more competitive and maybe more flexible with payment options, correct?
Right.
How many loans do you currently have?
Right now, unfortunately, it wasn't supposed to be ended up this way. I have five.
Okay. Well,
but
I can let you know.
I did not want that.
Okay. Let me ask you some questions.
I have one with Quarter Spot, which is nice, and it's $249, and they did it for 2 years, you know, and it was one. That's what I wanted. And that's what I told my broker. I said, okay, they did that, and then I wanted to get another one just to get the working capital and get the other ones out of the way. And I got two more instead of one more. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, in terms of what we could do for you, what are your revenues per year?
Oh, they're pretty high. like my bank statements is what you're talking about?
Well, what's on your tax return? What are your total sales for a year?
It's being done right now. So that's I should be getting it tomorrow.
Oh, can you give me like an idea, an estimate? Do you do $1 million a year, $3 million, $200,000, just general number?
We do over $1 million. Over $1 million in gross sales.
Okay. How much do you owe Quarter Spot right now?
Quarter Spot, I'm not sure because it just I funded in April.
How much did you borrow from them?
I borrowed $150.
And what is your
there's $249
a day?
A day.
Okay. Well, and who are your other loans with? Do you mind if I ask the companies?
Yep. No, I don't mind at all. I'm being open and honest, so I just I'm telling you up front and not, beforehand. Mantis and Cash Crunch.
Okay.
And the two the broker just did last week, which they wasn't very happy, was Ironside and Yellowstone.
Yeah, I know some of these companies. I know them also be highly, highly aggressive lenders. Let me tell you what we could do for you. We like to have an opportunity to help every customer, and a lot of that is by transparency and honesty.
Right. I mean, that's why I want to be up front and tell you right now, this is exactly what happened, and when they dinged me that $2,500, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're just like stealing from me,
Well, I forgot to ask, what's your email? In case we get, disconnected or I need to email you something.
It is C. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at travelleaders.com.
Okay. So what I think is going on is something called, and I'm sure, something called stacking, and that's when you're getting multiple loans on top of loans. We have a lot of customers that come in with these requests when they basically get to a position where they're getting just loan after loan after loan. So how can Bank of Cardiff help you? Well, first and foremost, I'm going to send you an email after our conversation, but I'd like to give you an idea of what we could do. You have a really good loan with Quarter Spot, but it is for a large amount relative to your revenues. The biggest issue you'll have with qualifying with us and any really good loan product is the stacking, because the fear is when you have all these multiple loans, the fear is that a lot of customers will come to us, they'll get a loan from us, they'll claim they'll pay us off, they won't take another loan, and then a month later, they'll get all these other loans. It's called serial stacking when you have all these stacks, because we know that stacking can help really hurt customers. It really won't necessarily. It can help them short term, but it's very, very short term money and very expensive. So here's, I think, what we could do for you. Could we get you a better product? Probably what you need is you have a very large loan Quarter Spot. So pursuing anything that's going to refinance them out, probably not on the cards.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very recent loan. It's a lot of money. It probably wouldn't make the most sense. But what you could probably qualify for is something called a very good second position loan, which is a nice, friendly loan over a reasonable amount of time with weekly or daily payments and reasonable interest rates. However, mm-hmm. we generally would either need you to pay off your loans or...
That's what I wanted. That's what they were supposed to do with the other one. And he's like, no, we got to do it this way. And I end up getting something less money than I wanted, more payments, and it was nothing what we wanted. I owe Cash Crunch approximately $11,000 and Mantis about $12,000.
Okay.
And the other two was that I just got was Ironside was $20,000 paying back $29,000 and Yellowstone $12,000 paying back $1,574.
Can I ask you what's your current bank balance?
It was $1,500 right now.
So what is all this money you've been borrowing? I
have a lot of the I had borrowed the $18,000. I have an Italy trip that I had to put down deposit for.
Okay.
I have 20 20 people that I'm taking to Italy next May, and it's the company I deal with over in Italy, and I had to put that as a deposit.
Okay.
So that was a big one.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to send you an email with our contact information. I do not know, honestly, you know, and I hope we're kind of the industry leader for this product. There's a lot of customers who are in your shoes who just tell them the truth. It will be very difficult for you to qualify because of the amount of stacks you have in your business. It's very, very difficult. But if you're willing to kind of develop a relationship, I think that we could potentially help you now. We might be able to help you in the near future because I'm assuming a lot of the loans that you have are very, very short term, so you'll probably be done with them in between 2 to 3 months, correct?
Right. In I will be done with three of them. Well, three of them by November.
Okay. Yeah. So let me shoot you an email. I think I'm gonna get you some feedback. Have you speak with the underwriter, and if you can't necessarily qualify now, you might just be a few months from qualifying for a really good program.
Right. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. At least I know, like I said, but this one was, he got me with this, and it wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be one and take care of the other two, so I only had two.
Gotcha.
And no, it didn't work out, and I was really, really upset.
Okay. So let's see what we can do to help you out here.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right. Let me shoot you an email and give me about 20 minutes. I'll draft an email, shoot it over to you, and we will take it from there.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.